You're back at the Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. I'm your host, Michael McCallum. This is an internet broadcasting podcast brought to you by Rebel Pictures and the Michigan Business Network. We are in Blue Owl Coffee in Old Town in Lansing, Michigan, right in the middle of the mitten. I'm in studio, as we're going to call it, in this coffee shop after hours. Big thank you to owners Nick Berry and Rich Whitman for allowing us to come in and do the show. I'm sitting, talking, having a great conversation with my friend Mary Cusack, who's also a writer, researcher, and academic dean. So we got into a great conversation last segment about, you know, kind of the ambiguous loss, everything from COVID-19. What is something that you've learned personally through this about yourself that you would like to give any advice to listeners in kind of something that they should apply for themselves that maybe could help?
Yeah, I think everybody has to find some ways. We were talking about recharging your batteries,
yes,
right? And that can mean different things. So I think, you know, I talked about napping. Every once in a while, I just know I have to shut down. And that's okay. And I had to be okay with that and saying, this is not weak. And I started, you know, I would post on Facebook, you know, took a lunchtime nap. And then I started to call it a bandwidth recovery break.
Yeah.
And that's what I started to say. I'm trying to turn it into a positive once I embraced that idea of, okay, no, it's okay to say I need to recover some bandwidth. And so I started taking a picture of my cats on my lap and saying, taking a bandwidth recovery nap. So whatever it is that you need to do to recharge your batteries. One thing I kept up on was I've been doing yoga for years and years and years. And, you know, fortunately, I go to Hilltop Yoga and they were doing virtual classes. And so I've kept up on doing at least 1 to 2 virtual classes a week.
I got to get into that.
You know what? And the funny thing
is,
I thought that it wouldn't work. I thought that's going to be goofy. I don't want to do yoga in my own house to someone telling me. And it, you know what? It was just as easy as being in class. I took to it much easier than I thought, and I really enjoy that because you can buy pre-recorded classes, and all the different studios are doing different versions of some sort of virtual yoga. You can go on YouTube and find virtual yoga, but I think that really makes a big difference. But whatever it is for an individual, whatever it takes to recharge your batteries. You know, and like I said, and I've seen you downtown East Lansing a couple of times early on in March where we were all bundled up. And it's like, you know, before we had to wear masks, but we were all bundled up anyway. I'm like, hey, how's it going? Walking is a really good thing, or running, or whatever it is you do. Get outside. And that's the funny thing. And I wrote that in the Pickup Lansing article, was Gretchen never said you had to stay indoors. That was never the mandate, that you had to stay in your house. You can go outside. So get outside and get walking. And you know, we all know that that's just basic common sense, that getting some physical exercise boosts your endorphins, and we all need that boost.
Definitely.
Right now. And then I think a lot of people have done cleaning their closets, cleaning their house, getting your house in order, you know, even a small thing, like you were talking about, little tasks that you've known that were hanging over your head. Getting the silliest, stupidest things done sometimes feels like an accomplishment at the end of the day. You know, like, I always wanted to clean out my sock drawer or whatever. Silly small things, because again, it gives you an amount of control. You feel a control, you feel some sense of accomplishment, and we all have those big should
Damn
lists.
Damn it, Mary, I gotta clean out my sock drawer. You just reminded me.
Get rid of the socks that have holes, you don't need them. If they're at the bottom and you haven't worn them for a year, you don't need them. So, yeah.
Yeah, all the guys out there, if your underwear looks like Swiss cheese, toss that
Get
shit.
Get it out of there. Yep.
Do that for yourself. Do that for your mate. Nobody wants that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants your junk sticking through like a cluster of grapes, okay?
Yep.
There's a visual.
I don't even know how to follow up on that, but so we'll go back to account.
Brought to you by Fruit of the Loom.
It really doesn't take that much, I think, for most of us anymore to feel a sense of accomplishment.
Sure.
Well,
it takes accountability.
Small.
It takes, you know, I think that's something that I've learned in myself over many years, is doing projects, is nobody's knocking on my door, knocking it down to want to collaborate and do something. It's always been, I've had to get out there, get momentum going for a project, getting it together. And then, you know, a lot of these, I mean, you've reviewed a lot of Rebel Pictures stuff over the years. A lot of these, except for the competition films, have taken a long time comparatively to any of your Hollywood films. So the idea that all those team members are still together and on good terms by the end of that process, and that the film is now being shown or on the festival circuit, and we're all still like the get-along gang, that's rare. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's people that fall away. Some of those relationships get solidified and are like concrete, and others just fall away. And mm-hmm. they're just either people that I've reached out to that I don't communicate with anymore. They don't respond, or they have an attitude, or I've had a few people that, you know, just, I think it was the idea of it's really weird to have that internal jealousy when it's like, you're a part of this. There's no reason to be jealous. Like, we all have different strengths and weaknesses. And if you want to be the captain of your own ship, then by all means, go be the captain of your own ship. So it's been strange, that kind of separation. But what it's taught me is, like with the Pickup Lansing event, you got to get out there. You got to get people together. And then once you get the thing going, you have to continue that consistency. Because if we just stop doing this a few weeks in a row, then it'd just be disbanded and it'd be a thing that happened a few times.
And I think pursuing any project that has to do with creativity right now is very fulfilling for people. You know, we went through the whole bread phenomenon, right? Everyone was making bread. Sourdough became the big thing. Because I think being in control of producing something.
I missed that one, but yeah. I didn't participate.
And then baking or whatever. People went through these trends because making something your own sweat equity, I think, gives you, again, that sense of control over the world. You've got an opportunity to, I'm doing something. I have some amount of control because there's so much that's out of our control, but I can make this loaf of bread. And that sounds like a small thing, but millions of people were doing it because it was something that they, at the end of the day, could say, I produced that, I made that. And that's what saves a lot of people's, you know, sanity right now.
Sure.
And so this is the time to pick up those creative projects. I don't care if you scrapbook or you record music or you write. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Now is the time to experiment with that thing that you always wanted to do because you've got the time, you've got the isolation, and any success you're going to have is going to feel really good and rewarding. And the, you know, success builds on success. If you have some amount, you're going to feel better and are more likely to finish the next project and the next one and the next one.
I think it comes back to kind of full circle from where we started, was what your idea of success and failure is. I think at a point right now, during all this these tumultuous times, any accomplishment is great. Mm-hmm. Any accomplishment in a sense of community, even if it starts in your neighborhood, in your home, with yourself, any sense of community and accomplishment is a positive thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's, you know, a couple days where the last Pickup Lansing day, I did my laundry and I did Pickup Lansing, and that might have been all I got done that Saturday, but that was enough. It was enough.
Sure.
And I felt fine about that day. It was good enough.
I feel like with this day is like, you know, we did another Pickup Lansing event, which was great. We had a bigger turnout. Each one has a few more faces, some familiar, some new, and then, you know, being able to get another episode in the can.
Yeah.
Has been great. It was like what you said about with writing the article for the City Pulse on the Pickup Lansing campaign, is that it always feels a little rusty when you're starting out. It's like doing the show. It's been a while since we've done an episode, and getting one in has felt great. And I really want to thank you for the time that you've committed to doing Pickup Lansing, to sharing it. You've been very consistent with sharing it online. And then for being, you know, a guest through all this as we do this remote show has been great. And I love talking with you.
I mean, we could talk forever.
All, you know, and I definitely want to keep having you on periodically on the show to just see what's going on with you, and your perspectives, I think, are really great and meaningful to listeners. So yeah, thank you.
It was great. Thank you. All right.
So that's been another great episode of The Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. Big thank you to Jeffrey the Cleaner Mosier and my good friend Eric Chaleco for recording this. Enjoy the light, enjoy the night. It's later than you think.